Hi, everybody. Well, Creation Lights Healing Show. This is our paranormal evening. And the date today is the 15th of June, 2018. So let's clear that date. Get rid of that energetic cording that you have on you from this date, from all of your past in this lifetime, and maybe even further back. Who knows? So June 15th being cleared. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's great. That got left. Adios, amigos. So let's bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screens to bring peace energy to you. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's see if we can clear that from you, that one timeline. So bring that up right now so you can look at it and clearing it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay. We'll bring Ann on. So, Ann, are you all ready to go?
Yes, I am. Going. Good evening, Ron.
Yeah, we're going somewhere.
Okay. Can you hear me, Ron?
Yep,
hello?
Loud and clear. Yep,
oh,
loud
okay.
and clear, Ann. You're good.
Okay. Great. Well, good evening. Welcome, everyone. It is Friday night, so that means it's Paranormal Friday. So if you have any oddness or weirdness going on in your life, hopefully not, but if you do, this is the place to ask your questions and to ask Ron any questions about healings or creation lightship. Also, you can contact us by writing to clsquestions@bbsradio.com, or on the BBS radio station page, you can click on the Weebly fast chat link and send a message that way. Either way, they come into our inbox. Do remember, though, if you need an email back from our administrator or a co-host, we don't get your emails when you use the fast chat form, so you'll need to either type that in or just send an email is really the easier thing. Also, so we enjoy hearing from people. We do have quite a few tonight, so I'm really happy to see that. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk about this again, or we will talk about this again later, but tomorrow is Ron's wonderful, wonderful organ restoration call. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It costs $50 for a three-hour physical healing call, and Ron has been kind enough and generous enough to say that if it's hard for you to swing the money for tomorrow on time, just send him an email, and you can do a payment plan or make some arrangement with him, but he doesn't want anyone who wants to get on the call to miss it, and I, for one, am really looking forward to it, and I think we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Do you want to add anything now about the call, Ron? As we, people can still sign up till right before it starts even.
Yeah, no, it's just a wonderful call, you know. So much happens. Go through a lot of body organs. So anyway. It's,
right. And remember that you can call in half an hour early and listen to a recording of Ron bringing in the energies of the 12 source energies. And during that half hour, you can request a healing. So the call really starts a half an hour before the official start time is one way you could look at it. And I think a lot of people do call in early.
Yep, wonderful.
Yes. Okay, so I'll move on to some of our emails, Ron, and we'll talk more about the healing call tomorrow later in the show. Okay. I've heard Ron recommending to try to do the mind-to-heart drop every 15 minutes several times in the past few months. So I decided to try it, even though my life has been very calm in recent months. For the last 3 days, I've kept to the routine as much as possible. Wow, oh wow. Pulsing in and out of New Earth and returning back here changed time for me. I either forgot about time altogether or found myself flowing with the day effortlessly. the day ended with me saying, just like a little kid, "Aw, do I have to go to bed now?" I encourage everyone to try doing the Mind to Heart Drop more every day, even if your life is doing fine. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yes, I think you do talk about that a lot, and Ron does the Mind to Heart Drop for us at the end of every show, which is really wonderful. So if you're not familiar with what that is, well, first of all, there is a sample of it on Ron's website, I believe, and you can definitely link to it on the BBS Fast Chat page, where you can send messages and also get a lot of information by clicking the links at the top. Okay, so here's something, question, Ron, about something possibly paranormal. Last night, we had a thunderstorm come through. This is northern Wisconsin. I had my clearings running and was not concerned. There was lots of lightning and regular thunder. Then a huge, very bright flash and a sound like a bomb went off at the same time, like it was in my front yard. My whole body felt like it was a hit with energy and shook from inside out. Was this harmful to me? What was it? Was it a ship that blew up? Thanks.
I say it was a ship that blew up. That's what it feels like in a different dimension. Yes.
Okay. And does that person need to do anything else?
No, I think everything is fine.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, so since we kind of mentioned the battles there, I wanted to share that a listener from the UK wrote in, per your request, Ron, to tell us about experiences as a Special Forces time-traveling soldier. So I wanted to respond. I'll read that. I wanted to respond to the request by Ron for people's experiences as a soldier. About 2 years ago, without much second thought, I enlisted in the British Army unit with my uncle and grandpa, who were in the World Wars. I hope at least on one level I have been of service and of use to humankind and the Earth. Back last summer, especially, and times before, I would be out walking and sensed a battle around me. Once, while exercising in the Middle East, I saw the sky was full of strange colored, torn, fragmented, and wispy clouds, often blood red, like I had never seen before. Ron later confirmed that there had been intense battles in that area. Once I heard a voice in a kind of waking dream threatening to destroy me, but I merely replied, "You cannot kill me. I will always resurrect." Recently, I had a strong sense of being present at the takedown of the Galactic Wall Street and saw images in my mind's eye of rows of computers and aliens being escorted away by soldiers. I also felt for a long time a kind of confidence and invulnerability of a warrior, which is unusual for me, being more of a gentle, pacifist soul. I would say to myself, I have always been a pacifist hippie type, but not anymore. There are times when you have to fight, and so many untold wrongs have been done to us and to Earth. Balance must be redressed. I feel recently the intensity is much less, kind of miss it, really. As Ron said, we are on R&R, but it sometimes feels like a fizzled-out balloon, a kind of deflating and coming back to mundane reality after a great cosmic adventure. I kind of feel more vulnerable now to the darkness of this planet and a bit like a demobbed soldier. Many thanks and blessings.
Oh, thank you. Great report. Wonderful.
Yes. I'm not sure what demobbed, I guess, just taken down for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you very much for sharing that. That is very interesting. And it's interesting, we've had, as we've said before, we've had people say they are getting more rest because they're on R&R, and other people are missing being in the battle. So I guess that's a personal thing, and maybe depends upon what you were doing as a soldier. You have different jobs, so maybe some people are more on the front lines and they're really enjoying their break, and maybe other people were doing, I don't know, navigation, and they're kind of missing it. Okay. Let me keep reading here. Some more emails. Thank you, people, for writing these in. Here's another one I like about the New Earth. And it's another one about the Mind to Heart Drop. Hi, I've noticed that I don't do the Mind to Heart Drop as much as I used to. By that I mean I don't need to do it as much as I used to. I'm pretty calm most of the time, peaceful and energetic, and life is much smoother. Life has gotten so smooth that I sometimes find myself waiting for the other shoe to drop. I haven't seen any chemtrails in 6 to 8 weeks, by the way. I'm seeing a lot more wildlife in our area, and spring has definitely sprung. Thank you for the discussion this evening. I'm glad to know that the New Earth, on the New Earth, real is real, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you. So I know we talk about the New Earth a lot on this show, so I'm not sure exactly which show she's referring to, but thank you so much for sending that in.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, and we have some testimonials. Oh, here's an interesting question, Ron, and then I'll get to those testimonials. Sorry. I would like to keep my chakras closed all the time. How can we do this?
Well, you should be able to tell your body to close them. So why don't you people try it right now and see if that works for you. Then, give me some comments on it. If not, I may have to put a query on the website to close them. But why don't you all try it right now? Just tell your body to close down your chakra system so that you can't be, connected to things, to the chakras, or having things come in. So you want to
okay.
close your chakras. We'll see
right.
what, how
I've
people felt... feel.
Okay, yeah, that's a great idea, Ron. Now, I felt that mine were closed down by you and have remained closed down. Did anything change about that from when you did that on the healing call?
Let's see here. They feel pretty much closed down, yes. I'd say probably 90%.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I like it. I've been feeling very good.
Yes, so you want to command your body to, just ask your body to close them completely.
Okay. So that's another command we can do. We've already been asking for a crown chakra, I know, to shut down. Now we can just ask for all of them to be shut down. Be interesting to hear how other people have been feeling since Ron did do that, I think, about 2 weeks ago on a healing call.
Yeah, remember, your body is what you're communicating with, not your spirit. So you're telling your body to do this.
Right. Okay. All right. So we have another... someone writing in about the special forces. Ron asked on the blood call if anybody had any trophies of aliens from special forces battles. I got an alien heart, and my human soldier showed it to the light beings on my monitor screen.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That is very interesting. Well, I think it's nice, really great, really, for all of us to have the protection of the light beings. It feels very good to have that up on our monitor screens. I think everyone would agree with me. So it sounds like that was kind of a sheltered thing, sort of, because the light beings were present with this person. Because I'd be a little squeamish if I had an alien heart, I think. I don't know if I'd like that. Okay, so a testimonial, Ron, about Sunday's call. Sunday's call was very powerful. I feel like heavy metal machinery was lifted away. Exiting the Borg came to mind. Thanks, Ron. Then they go on to say, the clearing you did for Dry Mouth, that creature you pulled off the back of our neck, creepy. I guess it was sucking water out of us. It made the sore spot on my back go away. Thanks, Ron.
Wonderful.
You remember that healing that you did
for
us?
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah. Yeah, I remember that creature.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess I might have been dozing off. I didn't really put together that that was connected to our dry mouth. I remember you clearing that for us. Ugh. Well, thank you. Okay, another testimony about the water charging. Thanks again for including the Wednesday call with the $300 monthly package. I have been including water in my monthly investment in myself for a while now and feel like I clutch my bottle of water all day wherever I go. So this felt like a gift. Thanks, Ron. I love my water. So easy to do, ready for the whole week. I put it in my car trunk. No matter how busy I am, or if I have to miss a radio program, I still have my water all day long. Love it. Works great.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So on every call Ron does, he charges water for us to drink during the call, and a little after. Sometimes he'll even say we can charge our bath and shower water or do a foot soak, some foot soak water. But on the once a month Saturday Ascension call, and every Wednesday, Ron charges a week's worth of water, so you can have 7 containers ready and mark them with the days of the week or number them, and the light beings fill the water with healing codes for you, and you drink. So that's what this listener is referring to. Plus, you can always buy water. If I run out, I always go into the water activation on the website. And you can do a glass up to 32 ounces for only a dollar, and it's so worth it. I don't think I've had any water that hasn't been charged in ages because it's really as wonderful as this person said. Okay, here's another testimonial, Ron. My skin is no longer infected. It feels flat and cool. Thanks, Ron. In the last few months, hard, tiny things have been emerging from my skin, but my complexion is smoother and no more bumps. Thanks, Ron.
That's great, too. Wonderful.
Yes, yeah, so I believe they're referring to having been on your live healing calls that you do so often. And all the information is on Ron's website about those, creationlightship.com. But I wanted to ask you, Ron, because I don't think we've talked about this in a while, you do have a facial clearing on the website. If you have a skin issue, like this person did, would that facial be helpful? Is it medicinal, or is it more like getting a massage, or what? Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, boy, it varies, you know, for each person. So it could improve your skin condition, we'll say, you know, maybe 5%, 10% probably at the most. I have had people where I worked with them had their cheekbones changed and stuff, you know, for what they requested. And, you know, but it's hard to say. Each individual is different. That one I do in person over the telephone with them. I don't know if I can do the facial. You could possibly do it on the special clearing. I'd have to check on that to see.
Well, you actually did put facial on, Ron.
Yeah.
It's a one-time use.
Oh, that's good. Okay, then that would work then.
Yeah.
And you just got to specify, you know, what you want to have cleared up. Maybe skin, you know, maybe you have a problem with maybe coloration or something, pigment or something like that. And, you know, it's, just say you might be about 5% better. And it could be more than that, but that's what I would say it's going to do for you. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, and another testimonial. Thanks, Ron, for the bonus brain partition healing last Saturday. Loved it. And again, my thinking is clearer. I see whole pictures of things, connecting the dots more. It feels like I'm being gathered together. Thanks again.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, what happens is from comments from people, it's sort of like before you do the call, you know, you're normal, we'll say, you know, the normal as you were. And then after the call, it feels like you have more space in your head or things are taken out of your head that was blocking you from thinking properly. And your head or your brain, you know, we'll say, you know, side of your skull, it just feels like it's cleared, you have more space and things are cleared out. And then, you know, you're able to put thoughts together quicker and faster. So that's what that's doing. So it's working with the brain, and the brain, you know, stores your memory stuff. So, you know, it can help you with that. Ideally, you don't want to have any memories, but regardless, this does help immensely. So back to you.
Yes, the healing, removing the memories on the special clearing is really working fantastically well. That's really was a wonderful idea, Ron. I've done a bunch of them, and I've never had to go back. Like, I just run it for 30 minutes for body and 30 minutes for spirit. And, you know, and then I wait like I do with the timeline crashes and see if it pops up again, but it hasn't. It seems like that's just enough to take away these memories that are annoying.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Here's something kind of paranormal. I am the person who recently wrote in about a hex. Can we have a sample healing for blaming my spirit for bringing me the hex in this lifetime from the past? I was wondering how it could be transferred from centuries ago to current time.
Yeah, let me see here. I'll do a sample for people. Here we go. It's hard to answer that question of how and why. But if you have something that you think that somebody's attached to you or something, I'll do a clearing for that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A lot of energy there. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay. So just see how that does, everybody. It's kind of hard to say, you know, or even if you know something's attached to you from somebody's mojo, you know. But, I try to clear that off of you. So back to you. And
okay,
we'll see what,
thank you, Ron.
Let's see if we get any comments with the chakra stuff.
Yes, yes. Please write in and let us know how you're feeling. Yeah, thank you, Ron, because I think that listener's email was very interesting because I'm sure that that's not the only person who, you know, I think we've all had moments where we feel frustrated and even angry. It's almost a self-sabotage thing, and we might get angry at, I don't know, even you or lack of ascension or our spirits, and it's not rational or good, but that was a really nice thing to clear for us, Ron. Thank you. Okay, someone wrote in about the entity clearing. Ron, the entity clearing today was deeply relaxing. I have been doing them all this past month, and Sunday's call was very potent. Thank you.
Great, yeah, it was a different call. So there should have been a lot of healing Saturday and Sunday from people. You should be completely, maybe even a different person with your energy system. So back to you.
Okay, that's a very interesting comment, Ron. Thank you. That's very telling. Okay. Okay, here we go. Ron, I have been doing many clearings, including the dark side practitioner and entity clearing, as well as all the calls this month. I do the mind heart drop many, many times daily, but still thoughts come in even during it. Also, I have had two dreams in the past few weeks with you, Ron, in the dream. You seem to be lecturing. I presume this is an imposter. Although I have been timeline crashing many things, I have yet to do those dreams. Any suggestions? Thanks.
Yeah, I'll just timeline crash it. See what happens there.
Right. Just, I guess, like any other dream. And just a reminder, this in case this person missed it, what I think was a big help for a lot of people was Ron allowed us to clear alien programs and mind control from the mental, whole life mental clearing and the whole life cellular mental, if you had the unlimited, I believe. So, and you didn't have to put what the thoughts were, just get those programs out of you, and that might help with thoughts unwelcome. Of course, they're unwelcome. All thoughts are unwelcome. So
you want to say that over again, Ann, so people can hear it the second time?
Yes.
Clearing.
If you have the unlimited version of the mental body clearing and the cellular mental, Ron has said we can clear alien programs and mind control by, well, how I did it is I believe I just wrote that after my name, and I ran it through my whole life. And I think, and then for both those clearings, and then I think I did it more. I'm trying to think. I guess I did put it in the incident box as well and ran it for a number of minutes. But I did it a lot, and it made a big difference in thinking. It took away a lot of thinking.
That's good.
All right. Sorry, I've got a slow computer here. Okay. This is about archives. Ron, lots of releases from listening to the archives. Also, really helpful information. Wish I could listen to them all before asking a question you may have previously answered. Thanks, Ron, for the archives and your patience in answering questions. Well, that's true. You do get a lot of repeat questions, but also, it's a big benefit to us, I feel, Ron, because you always add something or say a little something different, and I never mind. I don't think most people do who enjoy the shows. It's still great to listen to the archives. We get more and more out of it. And if we ask a repeat question, we get more out of that as well. I do want to remind everybody that Ron does 4 radio shows a week that are live. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Then BBS is very kindly, supportively running some older shows on Thursdays and Sundays. So those are great to listen to as well. Just be aware that they aren't live. For instance, you can't write in the way you can here and ask a question or respond to Ron in real time. Sometimes he talks about things that happened in the past that are, you know, not really valid anymore, like certain free healings he did at one time. So just keep it clear for yourself that Thursdays and Sundays are archives from 2013 and 2014. But they're really worth listening to, even if you've heard them once before. There's a lot of basic information about life and source energy in them. I recommend them highly. Okay, so we're getting things in. Okay. Thanks for that information, Ann. Have the unlimited version, so we'll give it a go. Had not heard that previously. Oh, good. Well, I'm really glad I repeated it then, because that was a good one for me. All righty. There we go. Okay, here's another paranormal about speaking. I find that when people do psychic attacks on me with their minds, I have a hard time talking and getting my words out. I thought before Creation Lightship there was something wrong with me. Now I know it is coming from the people. I avoid the people I know who do this and run the dark side practitioner clearing on them. Also, I thought to run the entity clearing for that because they could have poor speaking entities with them. Wow, that's true.
Yeah, well, that's very good. Good information. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that as people... all of us are getting more clear, and we're living on the new earth. We can separate out even better other people that are on the old earth and see, oh, I know what they're doing. I know what they're up to. And clear it. I think it was last week we were talking about being articulate. And I think that it kind of goes along with it, Ron. We're all... not thinking is not the right word, but we're all more aware, and it's becoming almost easier to do the clearings because we really know what we need and we see things clearly.
Yeah, I'd say that would be correct, yes.
Okay. Just looking for some more things to read here. Okay, here's a question. Since animal spirits are from the earth spirit, can I incarnate into an animal after ascension, or am I limited to humanoid life? And why don't the animals have twin flames? Is that because they are part of the earth?
That's a good question. Yeah, they're part of the earth, and you will be able to choose what life form, you know, after ascension you want to go into. So your relationship to pets and animals and trees and things that are here and rocks and, you know, physical humans, you won't know anything about them. Everything that you look at that you want to manifest and become will be brand new to you. Remember, there's no memory. So, yeah, you could come into anything you wish. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I thought that, but thank you. Those are great questions. Ready? So, Ron, I want to take a moment while we wait for some more emails to come in to talk about tomorrow's call. As I already said, you can call in half an hour earlier than it starts. It's 1 p.m. Pacific time. Most importantly, you can still sign up. You can just go to the top of Ron's website and click on it. It'll take you right to the PayPal page. It's $50. And, you know, I don't know what words to use to tell you how wonderful this call is for your physical body. Ron is going to go through all the organs and systems in the body, and their light being doctors will come to us. Correct, Ron? All that is the same? The doctors come to us and work on us?
Yeah, you'll be on the light ship being worked with, so yeah.
Okay.
I think each one we do about 5 minutes on, but just because we go from one to the next every 5 minutes, you know, if you need more work, you know, on one of the previous ones, they're still going to be working with you on it. So some people think, oh, gee, I need more work here, and we had 5 minutes. I wish I had a half an hour. Well, that's, automatic. So you just, you know, if you need more, you think you need more, just say you need more of so-and-so, and automatically you'll be in a room being worked with on that. So, you know. And again, very possibly the people that signed up, you may start feeling energy probably now or this evening for the call tomorrow, as you're probably already being worked with. So back to you.
Right. And now I know some people are going to be on absentee. Some may be asleep. So let's say you're a person in just good general health. Right. So you're still, of course, looking forward to improved health, but you have an issue. Is it important to write things down and to command, you know, integration into your body, or could you just sort of be relaxed and go through the healing and know that each part of your body is being healed?
Yeah, it might be good to state, body integration with the healing, too. So that's like your spirit infusion and stuff. So you could do that, yeah.
And then if you have a condition and you know what it is and it's in a certain system or organ or organs, it would be good to write that down, right, Ron, and kind of make a request of, can you especially work on this issue of mine?
Yeah. Of course, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure that everybody who comes on, you know, knows what's going to be happening and gets the most out of it they can. Everyone will get everything they're supposed to get out of it, but it's nice to have the awareness, I guess, and understanding of what's happening. So if anybody has any questions or they're wondering about tomorrow, Ron has even very generously said he'll accept payment plans if you want to come on the call and you can't swing the $50 for tomorrow. So just send an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com, or you could send it to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Okay. So someone else is asking me to review about the Clearing Alien program. So it's the whole life mental and the whole life cellular mental. And after your name, just write in, remove all alien programs and mind control, and run both those healings for as much as you need to. And thank you again, Ron, for that. Okay. Another question about death barcodes here, Ron. Hi, Ron. I finished the 23 death barcodes and emotional death barcodes for my son. should I do the others, stress, fear, depression, and mind of the body now, or should I wait a few days between them? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I would wait a few days, yes. You know, the reason why I'm saying to wait a few days, just in case the body is a little sluggish, and I don't know how old your son is, you know. So, you know, maybe wait 3 days to continue on. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So here's a question, Ron, that I think needs some clarification. According to Ron, we have two spirits, one looking out of our eyes, the other in the body. Which of the two is in the box?
Ah. Boy, that's a good one. I'm mainly looking for the one that looks out of your eyes. So that's what we're looking for, is the one that is conscious with you. So, back to you.
Okay, and I just want to add that what that listener is referring to is that at the end of the month, 2 weeks from tomorrow, on June 30th, Ron is going to do the Spirit in the Box healing, which is another live healing call, also starts at 1 p.m. and is also $50. And what happens on that call, another very powerful one, is Ron goes and finds parts of our spirits that are very often chained up and put into boxes, and he goes out and finds parts of our spirits and brings them back to us so that we are more whole, and therefore we are more powerful, we are more healthy, and that's another wonderful call, but we have time still to talk about that one, but that's what that listener was referring to. Okay. Okay. Someone wrote in about the emotional body. I sat with someone tonight as they did their emotional whole life healing. It felt heavy, and I left shortly after it finished. I feel heavy. I am running the special healing entity emotional and cording for myself. Is this enough?
Yeah, the cording one would be good. That's probably what maybe has happened. Maybe those energies, you could feel the cords and the things, you know, maybe. Well, it's actually taking the energy away from you, too, and the emotion stuff. So as you're connected to that person, that's probably why you're feeling heavy. I'd say you should feel better tomorrow. You're having like an absentee type healing, and you should be feeling better. So back to you. If not, let us know on the Monday show how you're doing. So back to you.
Okay. All right, so the person that wrote in before about the hex says, I still don't understand how a hex done in one of our past lives can come into my current life. Is it because of aliens or our spirit or body?
Okay, yeah, it resonates to your DNA. So what's going through probably your ancestral line at which you lived yourself and is coming through all those energies to you now. Plus, if you just think about it as energy itself, the energy still exists, like in the cloud. We'll just say it's a cloud of energy, okay? Person did a spell on you or a hex or something 1,000 years ago, and the energy now goes up into the dark side cloud energy to attach that dark side energy to you. And then it comes back to you. So practitioners doing their prayers rituals or whatever goes to the cloud and gets reinforced with a lot of negative energy because everybody's praying to that cloud to enhance it. So it's a gigantic cloud now. And then it's now directed to you. Well, the cloud is still there, and it can connect to the DNA of you. And so your DNA back then is the same as what it is now, but just there's more stuff to it. So it's actually a DNA transfer of negative energy from, we'll say, the collective consciousness. Hopefully you can understand that. So the pool is still there, unless you do some timeline crashes on it, and it'd be really hard to do, even not knowing where to look. Back to you.
Okay, good. I hope that's helpful to that person. Okay, someone wrote in about the magnetic and twisted body clearing. Wednesday, when Ron did the magnetic and twisted body sample, I had very strong releases. I have done the clearing previously after doing the mind of the body through each of the 108 bodies multiple times, and then after put the clearing up for all bodies for several thousand minutes and was surprised by the strength of the release. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And just curious, the Earth appeared to be out of alignment this morning. I worked on it about, it was out yesterday, too. So this morning I kind of caught it. So I put about probably a good 3 hours into it. So if you noticed anything different, what typically happens is your body first starts to react to it, and it may get agitated, frustrated, agitated, doesn't feel right, but you can't put your finger on it, you know, you're just thinking you're having a bad hair day and not knowing what's happening. And from there, you might feel a little dizzy. You might try to walk straight, and you find yourself walking, you know, a little crooked or not straight. You might find your body leaning to one side a little bit. You might also have headaches. You might have mental clarity that isn't there. You know, you can't connect the dots. You may even bump into walls and things or door jams, you know, where you go, wow, what's happening here? And you might feel your body trying to walk straight or to be erect, we'll say straight, erect, and it's not. So anyway, I worked on that, and I think I had it corrected probably around, I'll just say, just to pick a number, of about 9 a.m. Pacific time. So, and you become a little sluggish. You run about half speed. And you instead of being fast at what you're doing, you're kind of sluggish. Kind of, I guess it'd be like having a hangover. So if anybody felt that, that's what it was. So it's hard to say what caused it. I just see the Earth being out of alignment, you know, about 6 degrees. So, but it may not even be that at all. It could be something else. The timelines could be coming in crooked. Maybe they're playing with the grid lines, ley lines. Maybe they're trying to change the north and south pole a little bit. You know, I just don't know, but I can correct it, but I can't exactly tell you, yeah, this is what it is. All I know is the Earth is out of alignment. And so, anyway, we'll see if we get any comments on that. But that's, if you felt that was corrected this morning. And it may have taken, you know, from there at 9 o'clock, it may have taken you 3 hours to readjust. So if you are back east, that would have been, you know, noon, and you probably felt much better about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So anyway, that's what happened. How they're doing this, I don't know. I wish I knew because I could put a stop to it. They should not even be here doing this stuff. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, well, Ron, as always, thank you for that. I would say you perfectly captured how I felt this morning, and it just lifted, just like you said, for me, right around 9 o'clock, I think. Yeah, I wasn't looking at the clock, but that feels about right.
That's good. And also, if any of you feel like something like that's going on, send me an email. I can't guarantee that I'll catch it after you send it. I may not look at emails till the evening or something, but at least send me an email. Say, Ron, I think the Earth is, goofy or something, you know? And just put maybe in the subject bar box, Earth alignment or something like that, or Earth with a question mark. And just maybe describe in a sentence or two, you know, how you are reacting to what's going on. And that way, you know, I can get it and have more awareness, you know. Some people, when that happens, you wake up and you go, man, I'm really, really tired. And you had your night's sleep, but then you just feel like you're exhausted. And then you go back to sleep again. And it's not good if you're working, you know, because you come into work dragging and people look at you and go, hey, what's happened to you, you know? You know, this the morning after the night before, you know, and you just feel like, man, I can't connect the dots. My fingers aren't working very fast, you know, on the keyboard. Maybe you got a headache. Maybe your nose is running or something. You just don't feel right. So, you know, if you can tell me, let me know if you sense anything like that. I can look into it, you know, because I only do it when my radar, you know, gets messed up and I go, oh, what's happening here, you know? And some of you might be a little more sensitive to Earth energies, and you can say, Ron, there's something that's happening here. You know, see if you can, you know, check it out anyway. So, yeah, I could use your help on that. So, back to you.
All righty. Thank you, Ron. Yes, so, again, Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com for those kind of messages. And I kept up the last email, Ron, about the magnetic and twisted body because I wanted to ask you, would it be a good idea to do that or any other clearing for that matter specifically before tomorrow's call?
It could help somewhat. I don't want anybody going out to, I have to do this clearing here and, and buy it if you can't afford it or something or whatever. If you already have it on the unlimited, you may want to do a little bit of that. Just show up for the call, and you will benefit by it. But that could help somewhat, you know, by doing that. Remember, what happens is on each particular special call that I do, or probably all the calls, but the special ones in particular, the results that you're going to be receiving is according to how much clearing you have had on your invisible energetic bodies, which are the whole lifetime, you know, clearings that we have. And so, you know, if you have a lot of troubles and you haven't done any clearings, then you know, you're still going to benefit, but if you have done, you know, maybe half a dozen or so, you're going to have better results because we have to go through and clear away the energy to work with you. And sometimes they may only work with the energy that's, you know, causing the problem with one of your organs. And, maybe it's not going to go deep enough. So anyway, that's sort of the way it works. I'm sure everybody listening knows what I'm talking about. And you start to feel better and better and more better as you do more clearings. And we do the special and you go, wow. And what can happen too is you could have done a bunch of clearings and all of a sudden by doing this one tomorrow, you know, concentrating on your organs, all of a sudden things may fall into place and may feel a lot better afterwards. So anyway, that's kind of the way it works. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we got a message about the Earth being out of alignment. So that was it. I had major vertigo on Wednesday. Stuck in the house all day because I was feeling so off. And then definitely off balance on Thursday, too. Thanks for fixing that.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure it happened this week. I'm still, right now, actually tired. My body is tired from that energy, okay? I don't know how you people feel, but I'm running about probably, I'm tired, but I'm relaxed. It's hard to say, you know, I can still do everything I need to do, but I'm just a little bit slower. So I could equate that to feeling tired. Although my energy of healing is 100%, even though I am tired. But anyway, I'll just tell you right now that, you know, I'm not running, I'm not where I should be typically, but I do feel okay. It's kind of hard to describe that, but some people worry if I say, you know, I'm a little tired, I feel a little bit off, and they go, uh-oh, are my clearings going to work that I'm doing, and this and that and the other? No, everything is fine. As, on the website, I'm using my what I call my default clearings, and they're actually stronger than they were, say a year ago. So you're getting much more energy now. But, you know, having this physical body, it does kind of have some ups and downs to it. So I'll be checking again this evening, probably in about an hour, to see if there's something else going on. And like I said, if you can tell me that you're feeling something going off, you don't feel right, especially if you had a lot of clearings. If you had a lot of clearings, you're going to know it really quick because you're more sensitive and you're more aware of the darkness coming to you. If you don't do any clearings, you're not going to know about the darkness because it's going to be all clouded up and you know, come in as like, the black mist comes in. In fact, you might want to do the black mist clearing. That could probably help everything too. And do the mind fog. Alien mind fog clearing. That may help you out. So anyway, I guess it's getting close to that time, Ann. You want to, and if you, I'll be sending codes out tomorrow before the call if for some reason you didn't receive them, okay? So I'll be doing, I checked maybe about an hour before the conference call to see if, somebody needs to have the codes if they didn't get them or something. So anyway, I always check before the call. That way I can do it one swoop and one time and I'm done. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. One more. It is almost time to go, but an interesting thing someone wrote in about the Earth. People in Sedona, I guess Arizona, said for the last 2 weeks the sun was rising in the northeast, and they pointed this out to others. They were spraying there heavily, and I thought they thought it was to cover this over. Personally, I was uninterested in being on their timeline.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, very good. That's the last comment's the best. You hear something's happening, you know, and then you go, uh-oh, you know. Yeah, walk away, Renee, you know. Don't, you know, even though, you know, things are happening that could be very negative and people could all agree to that. Once you hear about that, you want to get off of that timeline. So, you know, you don't want to fall in line with, you know, the Chicken Little thing, the sky is falling, you know. It could be falling, but get off the timeline and it may not affect you as bad, you know.
Right.
Let the sky fall on somebody else's head, but you don't. You have a way to get out of that. And, you know, if you get into the present moment, then you're on a new Earth, and you really should be pretty much protected there. So, you know, as long as you stay out of the emotions of things. So anyway, let's do the mind a heart drop. And this will make you in peace, put you in peace, we'll say, bring peace into your room. Here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud, and you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart. And the next we add, and make me real. So here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. command. So 10987654321, 10987654321, 10987654321. Everybody, blessings, and thank you for listening to us. And thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. You know, again, thank you, listeners, and thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone. Blessings.